This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. A new list of recommendations on what to do with Missouri's tax credit system has been released. A commission appointed by Democratic Governor Jay Nixon 2 years ago was recently reconvened to put together a revised list. Much of that list remains unchanged, with the exception of the state's two largest incentives. In the list released Friday, the commission recommended capping historic preservation tax credits at $90 million a year, down from $140 million, and capping low-income housing incentives at $135 million a year, down from $195 million. The commission is co-chaired by former Republican State Senator Chuck Gross of St. Charles. He says the next moves are up to both the governor and the General Assembly.
Tax credits are eating up general revenue that would otherwise be spent on programs from social services, mental health programs, education programs, prisons, public safety. A lot of the programs that are the heart and soul of what state government does.
Gross says capping and eliminating tax credits where needed will also help pay for expanding Medicaid and implementing the President's Affordable Care Act regulations. Governor Nixon asked the commission to update its report because the cost of tax credits to the state's budget has continued to rise and lawmakers have been unable to agree on proposals to overhaul the programs. Missouri's 2013 legislative session begins next month. Columbia Public Schools administrators sent home information Friday for parents with advice on how to address the tragedy with school-aged children following Friday's school shooting in an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut. District spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says it's important for parents and educators to keep a lookout for signs and symptoms that children may be struggling with the news.
So you may see things like changes in their behavior. You may see things, questions that they ask over and over again, remembering previous type of experiences that they've heard about that they may have questions about. So just kind of giving them some advice about how to deal with those behaviors, as with any traumatic situation.
Baumstark says school safety procedures in Columbia schools include active shooter training, lockdown drills, and a parent one-call system for communications in this type of event. Regulators say they've closed a bank in Missouri, bringing the number of U.S. bank failures this year to 51. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation on Friday seized Community Bank of the Ozarks, based in Sunrise Beach. The bank had roughly $42.8 million in assets and $41.9 million in deposits as of September 30th. Bank of Sullivan, Missouri, agreed to assume all the deposits and buy essentially all the assets of the failed lender. Community Bank of the Ozarks, which had two branches, is the fourth FDIC-insured institution to fail in Missouri this year. Missouri Congressmember Joanne Emerson may end up resigning her U.S. House seat earlier than originally planned. Emerson issued a statement Friday suggesting she may move up her February 8th resignation date if doing so would allow enough time to set a special election for April 2nd to choose a replacement. So far, Governor Jay Nixon has not indicated when he would schedule the election in Missouri's 8th Congressional District. Emerson announced earlier this month that she'll be leaving the U.S. House to become president and CEO of the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association. The Republican from Cape Girardeau has served in Congress since 1996, when she was elected to succeed her late husband, Representative Bill Emerson. Thousands of voters showed driver's licenses to get ballots this year. In many cases, there was no requirement for them to do so. But the driver's license could become the new norm for voter identification because of technological advances. In about 20 states, including one-fifth of Missouri's counties, local election officials use laptop computers or tablets to verify eligible voters. In many instances, prospective voters provided a driver's license or voter registration card containing a barcode that was scanned by poll workers. The voter's information was instantly matched against the computerized list of registered voters to determine if they were eligible and in the right place to vote. And more election officials are considering adopting the technology. Officials say more than 19,000 people toured the former Missouri State Penitentiary during the past year, an increase of nearly 2,000 people from 2011. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports the total number to tour the former prison has now passed 50,000 people. The Missouri State Penitentiary closed in 2004 and tour started in 2011. It's located on a bluff overlooking the Missouri River and is a few blocks from the state capitol. This spring, the Jefferson City Convention and Visitors Bureau plans to open a museum focused on the prison at its offices in the capital city's downtown. Amid strong concerns about the declining level of the already low Mississippi River, the Army Corps of Engineers is releasing water from an Illinois lake to add to the flow of the Mississippi. Corps of Engineers officials on Saturday began releasing water at Carlisle Lake in southern Illinois, saying the additional water will provide the depth needed for barge traffic to safely pass Thebes, Illinois. Rock formations there will begin to pose a threat to navigation if the river drops another couple of feet. The Corps has hired contractors to blast away the formations, with work expected to begin this week. A Springfield nonprofit has received a federal grant for $4.9 million to help parents who are in danger of losing their children because of drug problems. The Springfield News Leader reports the five-year grant from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services will go to Alternative Opportunities, a nonprofit agency expected to serve about 400 families from Greene, Barry, Lawrence, and Stone counties. The services include child and family therapy, substance abuse treatment, parenting education, and help finding and keeping a job. A new report suggests that a St. Louis area cancer victim's chances of recovery are too often predicted by where the person lives. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports on findings from the St. Louis Regional Health Commission that cite cancer mortality disparities in St. Louis City and County. Overall, the report looks at 14 health measures at zip code level from 2000 to 2010. Cancer rates are declining in the region, both for cases diagnosed and deaths, but health experts say they're concerned by stark racial differences, such as black men dying of prostate cancer at more than twice the rate of white men, and shorter lifespans for breast cancer victims in lower-income zip codes. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.